For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Rawr Barlow. Our kind of mess saying, just saying. Megan, you can't have a burger without the burg.
And also our super premium sponsors.
Our lucky little grandhopper, Kelly Grant.
And Lizzie Drucker. She's a fine mother.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Old Bravs. I'm Ronnie Caron from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast, which just finished up its season of The Bachelor. My walls are down. I became so vulnerable that I'm, you know, I need to be put in a hospital. And here I am with my gorgeous, talented, gorgeous, wonderful little friend, Mr. Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Vlog and the Banta Blender. Hello, Ben!
Hi, Ronnie. Congratulations for making it through another season of The Bachelor. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you cover all these Bravo shows and The Bachelor.
They're really fun, girl. It's a fun life, but man, that Bachelor needs to be like half the time that it airs. Jesus Christ. They just keep sitting there saying the same things over and over again. You're all whores, okay? Make it stop. So you can tell it's the end of a season, but here we are. On Kyle's birthday on Summer House. But before we get into all that good stuff, we are on tour. We're going to be in Houston when?
Tomorrow. Like,
tomorrow night.
After this podcast, we're hopping on a plane and flying to Texas.
Yes, sir. We are going to be in Houston, Texas. So go get the link to that is at watchwhatcrappens.com to buy tickets. And then at the end of this month, we are in Detroit. So go get those. And then right after that, in the middle of next month, we are in Irvine in Orange County, California. Ooh, what will happen?
And just to sweeten the deal, we are going to be talking about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Dinner Party from Hell classic episode with featuring Alison Dubois at our Houston show. So go. If you're in the Houston metro area, just go. And what else are you doing on a Friday night? Buy a ticket. Come see us. We have a lot of fun. It's great. I'm excited. I've never been to Houston. I'm very excited. I haven't even been there on a layover. So this is
It's Texas, thrill. Baby.
Texas.
Going to Texas, my home state.
We also have a
contest on Instagram right now. Why don't you tell the people about it?
Why, thank you, Ronnie. As many of you know, I'm a big board gamer, and there's this brand new game called Castell, where in the game you build human towers, because this is a Catalonian tradition. Because there's, by the way, a board game for everything, including human towers in Spain. But it's a super fun game. It's by Renegade Games, and Renegade has been so kind to offer up a free copy for our listeners. So we are doing a Photoshop contest where we want you guys to Photoshop a human tower made up of Bravo celebrities. So it could be like a tower of the Real Housewives of New York City cast, or it could be a mixed match of all sorts of things, or a whole bunch of different Bethanys. Who knows? You can do whatever you want. Photoshop it, put it on Instagram, tag us, do at what crappens in the caption. Also include these three hashtags, hashtag WWCrappens, hashtag Crappens Game, and hashtag Play Renegade, in order to be eligible to win. We look forward to seeing all the Photoshops. The deadline is March 20th, and then we will look at some highlights and judge them and choose which ones we like the most. And whoever wins will get a copy of Castell. So if you're looking to get into board gaming, if you are into board game, or you just have a friend that you want to gift a game to, this is a perfect opportunity to do it. So I'm actually super, super excited about this contest, because whenever we've done a contest in the past, like when we gave away a cookbook, a Caroline Fleming cookbook, and we asked people to do Instagram tributes to her, people really came up with some hilarious stuff. So looking forward to it. We're going to have fun with it.
Yeah.
Ronnie, do you want to do a human tower with me?
Well, you're the bottom. Still sound fun? Still sound fun? Okay, so let's move on to some Summer House. It's Kyle's birthday.
Yes, Summer House, Summer House, Summer House. The Summer House thing. So, yeah, the episode opens up with we're still in Momtons weekend, which I only say that because it said it on the screen, Momtons instead of Hamptons, because it was – It's a Carl original. It's a Carl original joke, yeah.
And I think they're staying, like, not in the Hamptons, right? Aren't they a little outside of the Hamptons because the Hamptons won't let them shoot or whatever?
They're in a town called Watermill, New York, which I think is still considered – it's not technically the Hamptons because it's Watermill, but it's basically the Hamptons. It's in
water?
The, water. It's like the way –
It's Mom-mill. So it's Mom-mill Hampton. It's Mom-mill.
You know, it's like if you go to Santa Monica, you're still considered being in L.A., even though technically Santa Monica is its own separate city.
Oh, getting tricky on my own turf.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Lisa Vanderpump arrives at the summer house. It's great.
Yes.
She has a great time. She fixes all the chandeliers. The song leading into this is one of my favorites of the season, I have to say. It goes, are you ready for the good time? Taking time until the sun shines. You know, so many questions in these songs.
What does that mean, taking time until the sun shines?
I don't know.
It's going to take time, a whole lot of precious time. It's going to take patience and time until the sun comes. The sun comes. The sun comes. I'm sorry. Am I destroying the legacy of a musical icon at the moment?
Yeah, they probably meant the same thing. Basically,
that's basically what Summer House is about.
Basically,
destroying our icons.
Yeah, this is basically a riddle, and it means, do white people like to get really drunk and then throw up on each other and fart on each other all night? Yes, they do. Come to Momtons.
Yeah, I like that they went to a white party this episode, or as I call it, a summer house party.
So we start, Steven comes in, and he's announcing it on his cell phone, which I'm not really sure what's going on with that. But he's like, is everybody ready for Mama Drama? And they're like, woo!
I thought a drag queen was going to come in. Hey, it's Mama Drama! But no.
No, Steven, I like imagining Steven as the game show host of things. Like, yeah. Welcome to the Wheel of Fortune.
Is that your final answer? We've been waiting. Do you want like a lifeline or something? We've been waiting forever.
You guys, that contestant told me that she wants to buy a vowel.
The password is boring.
Welcome to Wheel of Fortune. It's boring. He just says it right up
could
front.
You please,
like, could you please like, make an effort?
could you please be more specific?
This game is like Newlyweds game, except parents team up with kids. Which, you know, like, with the news this week of people like fighting to marry 14-year-olds in Kentucky or some shit. I don't think that that's an appropriate joke, Summer House, to be allowing that to air this week. It's a very sensitive week in America.
Thank you. It is. It's a sensitive week in America. And Summer House is just ripping open wounds that are not healed, you know?
Yeah. Let us heal. We just hurt.
We just heal.
So, of course, true to Steven, Steven's questions are like, has your child ever been cheated on by a significant other? And then they all, it's like, has your child ever given a blowjob to someone of the same sex?
How often do you think your child masturbates? How often do you think your child masturbates to someone who looks like you? Do you know what Oedipus means?
He's like, do you like my scarf?
You always. Do you like my megaphone? Be honest.
Which is hilarious because, of course, Carl's mom is like, I know he a hoe. Basically, Carl's mom wrote, I'm with hoe, with an arrow pointing to Carl for every answer.
And Carl's answer is always like, gents. It's like, what?
Hello, gents.
Hey, gents. Hey, gents. Gentlemen.
So Aunt Rhonda's mortified when she finds out that Lindsay's had more than 20 sexual partners. And Lindsay's like, I'm a modern woman and a boss bitch. Let me live.
Just let me live sometimes, okay? Carl,
you're really getting into your Carl there.
just wanna, by the way, Ronnie, thank you for having me on this podcast right now. I'm really glad we're getting a chance to talk so I can clarify some things about Carl.
I totally don't believe in you. I totally don't believe in you. Okay.
When asked whether or not I've had 20 or more sexual partners, I just answered more life. That's like more his life. Thing. I think he took it from Drake. It was the name of like a Drake mixtape or something. And apparently he's been saying it all the time and just annoying everyone endlessly with it. Like, shut up, Carl. Stop saying more life.
Trust me, no one is more annoyed than Drake. Drake's like, God damn
Drake
it.
Watches. Drake actually watches Summer House.
Just so he could shake his head at something.
He's like, I'm in Summer House. I like watching Summer House. It's a good show. Wait, they're using my line.
Gents. He comes Gents. Out with a song called Gents.
A song called Gents.
So Rhonda and Carl's mom take some selfies. I'm writing down everything as usual. And so as the parents start leaving, someone says to the dad, the workist dad, they're like, you can hang and play some Uno. Which I'm assuming it was Carl because I'm talking like that. And they're like, no thanks. How about you don't play duo with either one of our trios, our duo daughters? How about you don't play trio with our duo? How about that, buddy? Keep it in your pants there. It's like, all right, well, thanks, Dad.
Thanks for giving me a chance to suggest Uno. I'm just trying to be a better game player for my mom. I just want to be the best version of Uno that I could possibly be. And I want to communicate better, do Uno, and do numbers that match or colors that match.
Yeah, like I'm getting my mom to where she's staying, and like that's what's important right now. I'm like, what are you taking her to the bus stop?
What's important right now is that my mom has a travel version of Uno to take with her between the Summer House and a Holiday Inn.
Yeah, someone made a very good point on Facebook. They were like, wait, Carl lives in a summer house, but he made his mom take a bus for 8 hours? Some of this isn't adding up, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually didn't want to go there. I was like, I don't want to shame his sweet mother for having to take the bus. But she also may be just like a hippie sort of something another, like, oh, cool, I want to take the bus. Or maybe she just took the jitney, because a lot of people take the bus from Manhattan. And maybe the jitney
for
like,
8 hours. Was
like, maybe it's like an 8 hour. I don't know.
She walked. She's like, well, you know, Carl, my feet hurt.
I just don't know her journey. I don't know her journey, except that it took 8 hours.
Yeah, it took a long time. It took a full day of work, which Carl doesn't know much about lately. You guys, why am I being so mean to Carl? I don't know, because he's just trying to be the best version of himself. So
just trying to be the best version of himself.
You know, sometimes it's like habit forming to just be a bitch, just because it's like what I do. But you know,
I appreciate
you gotta like be a gent.
Yeah. I appreciate you giving me the chance to. We're basically doing work with Carl now.
Yeah, what if Carl had a twin? Oh my God, Carl.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate that you appreciate it because it was like a long trip. So
no, I appreciate you giving me the time to explain this
time. You know, that's all we need.
Yeah, you know, it's giving me a lot of time.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
you're all gents. So the moms are leaving, and Lauren is so proud of herself because
big milestone for her.
Well, it's like not eating something when you're asleep, you know, like when you go on a diet and it's like, oh my God, I didn't eat for 9 hours. Yeah, you were asleep, so you don't get points for that, you know. And she's like, it's taken a long time to get here, but I can finally say I'm over Carl, and it is very liberating. Okay.
Carl, isn't it so liberating? Did you see how I'm over you? Do you like how liberated I am, Carl? Have you ever been liberated?
Yeah, totally
before?
Liberated.
Carl? Yeah, you know what liberation is? You know what the liberation is? You ever heard about the Liberation Army? You ever hear about that? No, Carl.
Liberation Army, Carl. Carl, what about you?
Kyle, do you speak to Carl about liberation? Carl, Kyle? You don't have to be a liberal to be liberated.
Yeah,
you know?
You can be a conservative and be liberated.
Everyone can be liberated. We're all liberated. It's different from being emancipated.
Do you know what Siri is, Kyle? Do you know what Siri is, Carl?
Do you know what Siri? Can you get cereal?
Carl. Can we get a mic on this show, please? Just a Michael would be great. That would be great, guys.
You know, it's a lot of cuh sounds.
Yeah. So
cuh and less sounds, I feel like.
Kyle and Amanda's moms are partying. They just stay because they're going to have an Uno party or whatever the fuck they're playing. So they're like super partied out, you know. And Kyle's like, my mom is nuts, okay? And it just made sense to let our moms crash. They're going to like bone probably. You know, that would be crazy, wouldn't it? And the mom's like, you, Kyle, you are what we call pussy wits. That mom needs her own show.
I feel like it's a bold move to have future mother-in-laws not only meet for the first time, but sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it would be like Kyle and his mom would sleep in a bed, and then Amanda and her mom would sleep in the same bed. But no, they're like, no, we still want a bone tonight, even if Lindsay is sleeping a pillow away.
Yes. I feel like you should really have your children get married before you intermingle your farts. I guess like the parents are just getting too close now.
They should have just done like a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory bed situation, you know, all four of them in it, head to toe, just there waiting for a golden ticket.
Yeah, and Carl's like, huh, got your golden ticket, kidding. Sorry, sorry I did that. Sorry.
Welcome, gents. Welcome to the factory. There's a chocolate river if anyone wants it. I've been on the chocolate river before. Laura knows about that, right?
I heard Carl, okay? And you
Carl,
need to discuss
Carl.
that with Stephen before he
Carl,
discusses
you
it
want
with
to try the
me,
blueberry,
okay?
Carl? You want to try
Talk
that
about
blueberry,
your
Carl?
chocolate river with Stephen, okay?
Carl,
So
this elevator's glass,
they're
Carl.
playing games with their moms, and Amanda's like, it's like dating a real adult. And then Kyle's like, oh no. Yep.
So
Pretty much.
it's Sunday morning now, and they've woken up, and Kyle's mom is getting some sun, and Amanda's talking to her mom, and Amanda's telling her mom that she thinks that Kyle could be the one, which is good because I think when you make guacamole, you want to make it for someone you love and who
Yeah,
you're going to be with for a
exactly.
long time. You know,
Avocados are expensive.
that's a commitment to make that fresh guac over and over again. You want to do it for the right person.
She tells her mom, nothing screams red flag. And then we get a montage of red flags. It's like basically a bull run of red flags.
We just see a screenshot from the iTunes store of Summer House Season 1 for purchase. There are no red flags.
With
Feel
a
free to
red
purchase
clearance
episodes
sticker
1
on
through
it
9.
that's shaped like a
Yeah.
flag. So Kyle comes out to talk to his mom, and he's like, "Mom, are those shorts? Mom, Jesus, pull down your skirts!" Like,
We call that the New Hampshire Boogaloo.
and the mom's like, "Well, I was nervous before, you know, like that situation with last summer." And Amanda's like, "Well, we're in such a good place now." And I was like, So Danielle returns, which you could tell because everyone was like, "Why can't I breathe?" It's like the air was just sucked out of
Okay.
the room.
Yeah.
Sorry, Danielle. It's not nice. But I'm Danielle from Hoboken. Why am I
They're
apologizing to people? I don't know you.
like, hi, hi. I think they probably were excited to see Danielle because their other option was to look at Lauren in her ruffle bikini again. Like, oh, look at Lauren. She put on her ruffle bikini.
I know. You'd think they'd be like, hi, Danielle. Hi. What have you been doing? What's been going on? But they just all, I think maybe it was editing or something because then it seemed like they were totally nice to her. But
Yeah,
at
they're like,
first, yeah, they were giving her, it looked like they were really giving her some shade. And
yeah.
especially Lauren. She was just giving her one long, Carl.
She's giving her a.
Carl.
She was gonna pull something out from underneath the ruffle in her bikini to be like, Danielle, I found this evidence about you. But actually, Danielle's first question was, "Where's Carl?" I was like, "Really? Really, Danielle?"
Probably blowing Waldo somewhere.
Yeah.
So Lauren's like, we got a lot of catching up to do, girl.
Yeah.
Carl, put a wedge. Carl put a wedge
Big
between me and
wedge.
Danielle, like a huge
Big
wedge. It was like a
like
salad.
a
All it needed
big
is
wedge.
some blue
Another
cheese and
wedge is a
some
simple
bacon chunks,
machine.
and it would have
You know
officially
simple
been a
machines?
wedge
There are three
salad
simple machines:
right between
wedge,
us.
lever, and pulleys. Three simple machines.
Yeah, especially, how are you saying that when you were the one that made Carl go yell at her in the first place in this clip? You are crazy. Okay, lady, you're nuts. It's like, I can't believe Carl tried to do that to us. And she's like, go yell at her, Carl. Go yell at her right now. She's talking
Carl,
shit about
yell
us,
at her.
Carl. You
You
gonna
want to yell
stand
at her
up for
now,
me? You
Carl?
gonna
Oh,
stand
if
up
you
for
love
me?
me, I'll
You
yell
gonna
at her.
stand up
Do
for
you want
me?
me to
You
wear a
gonna
ruffle?
stand
You want me
up
to take
for
my out of my ruffle? No. So then Lauren is all too happy to now start talking shit about Carl. She's like, yeah, last night we're all in the living room chatting. He doesn't even say hello. He goes upstairs, he strips down, he starts FaceTiming with this woman. I said, I went up there and I was like, open the door. I was like, you're freaking fraud and a liar. Like, I need to let it rip. I need to let a big one rip. I need to just like fart in his face. Big rip. I just had to get it out. He didn't want to say hi to the moms. He didn't want to say hi to any mother. He just was like FaceTiming and I was like, Carl, like, what are you doing?
I thought that she was actually making a Real Housewives of Atlanta reference for a minute because she's like, and I said, Carl, you're a freaking fraud. I was like, whoa, Nene has that copyrighted. Okay, ma'am.
I could tell my ruffle bikini started to stand up on its edge. And I was like, when that happens, that means that Carl's frauding someone. So I like went upstairs and I was like, Carl, you fit something with Carl, 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 Carl.
And Danielle's like, well, all I've been wanting is a Carl free Lauren since the beginning of summer. I'm like, she's not, the guy's not aspartame, okay?
I
Like, come on, guys. You guys are like over. I'm starting to feel bad for Kyle, which is really making me feel weird.
feel like there should have been one of those commercials. You know, when a corporation does something good, they change their ways and they show like farms and there's like a pleasant guitar playing and they're like, We here at Lauren Werkus of America understand the American way is about more than just earning a buck. It's about treating your customers right, which is why we're proud to announce that from now on, Lauren Werkus is Carl-free.
Yeah, it's like you're still spilling millions of gallons of gas into the ocean. Okay, Werkus Company.
Carl. Yeah, that's when there's like an expose on like bustle.com. Turns out that the Werkus Company isn't Carl Free after all. There's a loophole.
In fact, they're Carl Moore.
It turns out that only one division of the Werkus Company is Carl Free, whereas their international division is Carl Full.
Carful, 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 carful. I'd like to call a board meeting. Carful, 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 carful.
They're all fired.
So it is Kyle's birthday on Sunday. So everyone's like, Sunday house party. And Kyle was like, I was thinking of a tea party. Not to protest Great Britain, but to protest growing up. I was like, you can't protest things when you're like the most intelligent person in this house.
Okay? Also,
you can't protest growing up.
Yeah. Also, no need to apologize. No need to clarify for anyone who's concerned that there'd be a Great Britain protest. I think if you say, I want to have a tea party, then that I would think that he would. My first instinct was I thought there would be like little finger sandwiches and tea, like a real tea party. But I was like, I like the fact that he was like very concerned that there might be some very ardent British people who were like, wait a second. That's not right. That's not right. We haven't done anything to your country in 200 years.
Why does everyone think Britain's so great?
I don't understand what's so great. I mean, what sort of United Kingdom only is an island? Like, are you uniting?
So Carl's like, hey gang of gents. He comes into the kitchen and everyone's just like, everyone's totally silent. They're all giving him the silent treatment. He's like, well, gotta take off, so. And Lauren's like, Carl looks a little rough. Carl looks rough. Yeah,
it looks like real rough. Looks like he's been facetiming a girl again, huh? You know what? Huh? Look, he's got chest hair on his shoulders.
Rough. Huh? Really rough. Huh?
Real rough.
So Danielle's like, yeah, you know, it makes me feel bad when he has family stuff going on, but fuck him.
Yeah.
And Steven's like, we're going to the. City. Oh, sorry. Steven's like, we're going to the beach today, so don't eat too much because there's no bathroom at the beach unless you shit your pants.
In which case, I'm going to tell everyone about it. Yeah, Carl's like, yeah, I gotta go back to city. Gotta get mom, go back to city, gents. Gonna be a good son. Thanks for having me here this weekend. It was great catching up. I'm just trying to be a better version of me, driving my mom to the city, being a better version of her for the commute. So
I don't know if you noticed, but the really like lame version of Carl walked into this kitchen, but a better version is leaving to take his mom back home. So
yeah, I molted.
See you later, gents.
I molted out of my bad version into my new version. I'm like a soft shell crab right now.
So at the beach the twins are like, oh my god, I can't believe you've been here 2 weekends and you're gonna go home. I can't believe it. Oh my god, you're leaving? Don't leave me.
Oh my god,
I can't
believe you're leaving. Here the last
like,
weekends,
I need you
so
to
nice.
Say
oh my
like,
god.
It's been like
the
2 weeks.
Cold.
I need
cold.
You to be here
Ashley,
for more
the
weekends.
Water. Cold.
Yeah,
cold.
Well, I'm gonna be here because I'm gonna
it's
push
like
it a week
summer house,
because,
like, the
you don't have your family
it
under control.
It shouldn't be called
winter
house. Water shouldn't be called at this point.
What am I gonna do about my sister? Like my poor sister. She's gonna go crazy. I don't know that she's strong yet.
Like
she needs some Carl therapy.
I like Carl therapy. Do you like Skype or FaceTime?
Yeah,
I like them both.
I'll be here. So the gang and the gang are, where are they? Back. I still think still at the beach. And the twin's like, too bad we didn't have everyone's parents there, Steven. And he's like, they went on a family vacation and I wasn't invited because like they don't like me. So basically we just like keep it at housework. I was like, aw.
I feel bad for Steven, but I also feel like the family vacation was probably not anywhere good.
I feel like the
it's like the brand.
Yeah, it was like to Schlitterbahn or something, you know, like some water park. They probably asked him to go every year, and he's like, "I'm not going to Schlitterbahn, Mom.
We're going to the Alabama beach." It's like, I'm not gonna
no,
go.
Fuck that.
I'll just watch on House Hunters. You know, and House Hunters, they're always buying. Someone's always buying. It's like, I want to buy some beachfront property in Alabama. Every single time.
Yeah. Poor guy. He's like, I wish my parents had been here. I would have loved to ask them how much sex I've had in the newlyweds game. So at the city, they're like, we're in the city.
City people in the city, living in the city, city time.
And then they show some lady talking to Steven, and she's like, here's what I have an idea for, Steven. I want a piece about holidays. And he's like, oh my god, like, entertaining. And she's like, yes!
Never to be seen from again. And then we see the Workuses, and they're like, hey, we're matching. Oh my god, you're matching. You look like me, and I look like you. It's like we're two twins, but like we're the same person.
Then we see Amanda getting coffee, and she's like, you want one? I was like, oh my god, these people, it's like watching 9 to 5.
Yeah, they really, I mean, the lives that they lead are just so intense. You know, sourcing coffee, matching clothes, dealing with older ladies.
Lindsay goes to her therapist, and I forgot, I think her therapist forgot who she was for a minute, because she's like, hi, it is so good to see you. And then Lindsay started talking, and her face just fell. She's like, oh. It's you. I remember you.
Just like, oh, I thought you were my Postmates. I'm not getting lunch, am I?
I just crossed out single Lindsay in my legal pad last week. Who let you back in here?
I wasn't sure who you were until you started doing the scales of justice and saying single Lindsay.
I really need to get a place with security. This WeWork isn't working out for me. So Lindsay's like, well, like, here's what's going on. Aunt Rhonda came, and that was great. And the therapist is like, great. She's like, well, I'm a little nervous because my ex-boyfriend, Everett, we have, like, mixed friends with Kyle, and, like, he's good friends with Everett, and he invited Everett to this party because he has this party because it's going to be his birthday, and I'm, like, single Miss, I'm single Lindsay, you know? I'm like,
I value the
trust and loyalty because my mom proved me that I couldn't trust her, and Everett hurt my trust in him a lot.
Everett, like, my mom broke my trust, and I couldn't trust people again. Then I could trust Everett, and then Everett broke my trust, and now I'm like, I can't trust Everett. But then I heard the voicemail, and then I was like, I can trust voicemail. But then I lost my voicemail message, so I'm like, I can't trust voicemail. And I'm like, Everett, did you leave a voicemail?
Okay,
he's like,
yo, dude. Time's up. Time is up on this session. I've been here 5 minutes, so...
She's like, yeah, I gotta go to the Virgin Megastore to buy a DVD of... Who's the Boss? Like, I don't think those things exist.
I've got to call the suicide hotline. I'm okay. I'm okay. Not for you. Okay, not for you.
I'm done. So now we head back to the Hamptons. Like, that week just sped right by because now we're back in the Hamptons. And poor Danielle, she has to travel to the Hamptons with Carl and Amanda. I mean, not so bad about Amanda, but Carl was such an asshole to Danielle, and now she has to drive with him to the Hamptons for like 4 hours while he's probably singing, like putting on Drake, which is probably fine. Like, Drake is great, but it's probably Carl listening to Drake is probably like the worst. You know, it's probably, you know, he's like, best I ever had, best I ever had. Sing along, everyone. Come on, gents.
Let's sing along to this new song, Gents. Gents, 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 gents. The gents on a bridge. It's gents on a bridge with Carl.
Like, Carl, that's not even Drake. I know, it's actually a submission. I'm gonna send it to Drake, see if he wants it. Jens on a bridge with Carl. It's like a metaphor, you know, because it's like about crossing a bridge to a better version of yourself for your mom.
I wish we could cross this bridge into a river or like a lake, so we could call it Drake Lake. Get it? Get it, guys?
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I think Danielle's used to him being
Hold on,
an
we're
asshole.
Going home. Get it, guys? We're going to the summer house. Just hold on, we're going home.
Lake House. Drake House. That's what Drake we
House.
Need.
Yeah.
Drake House.
Hotline Bling. You used to call me on the weekends, Danielle. See what I did there? Danielle?
Drake would talk to me. Drake would talk to me in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So,
I've never wished Drake listened to our podcast more than this episode.
You never know.
I think I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
I'm hoping it's like Jake and Marie Osmond and like Kirstie Alley and Oprah.
And I'm
Obama.
Hoping...
I want President Obama, too.
Oh, well, that would be a dream. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine? We're like his guilty pleasure. He's like, well, I love reading policy from Noam Chomsky, and I like listening to music by Jay-Z, and as my guilty pleasure, I listen to Watch for Crapins. Barack Obama, he's our Patreon support. What? He's like, I haven't quite committed to Patreon yet, but
I always imagine him talking like Tom, because Tom Obama has no, not Tom Cruise, Tom Colicchio. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, you know, here's what I'm thinking for our country, guys. I would like the steak cooked a little bit better. Yes, we can. Yes, we can cook the steak a little bit, you know, more well.
A little bit better. Well, you know, hey, we have 2 D.C. shows coming up. Who knows what famous politicians we might be able to get to come to the D.C. Improv? Spoiler alert, 0.
Michelle Obama is going to come. Okay.
I love fantasizing about that shit though, because it's so bonkers to even just to imagine us being at the Improv and be like, "Ladies and gentlemen, Michelle Obama."
Ladies and gentlemen, the opening of the Obama Presidential Library. Watch what
Ladies
crappens. Watch
and
what
gentlemen,
crappens.
we'd like to bring to the stage Michelle Obama's doorman.
Hey, Nini made it into the Smithsonian. What the hell? Okay, so they're in the car, and the twins are with, I don't know, I didn't write it
Child.
down. Somebody, oh, with Steven, and Steven's driving, and Ashley's like, ah, here we are, we're heading out, in the car with our favorite diver. Whoa, I mean diver, driver, whoa,
Driver.
I said
Yeah, is
diver,
that
but
diver?
what I
Is that
really
funny if
meant
you
was
say,
driver.
isn't
It's
it funny that
hilarious.
like diver and
It's
driver are
hilarious.
like two different
You know, I
words,
don't
but it's
really
just like
do
one
this
letter that's
much
in
at home
between
with
them?
Brad,
Just
so
that
it's
movie
like
Baby
crazy.
Diver, might as well
Like,
just call Baby
if I
Diver.
make
Do you think
jokes
it'd
like
be
that,
like
like if
Diver
I made
Junior
that
6?
joke
Do
in
you think
front of
it'd be like
Brad,
that
he
guy?
wouldn't have even
You know, I
laughed.
like diving.
Like,
I
he
like
would
the
have
Summer
just sat
Olympics.
there.
I went to the
Just
Summer
why I
Olympics
need to
earlier,
be
but
here?
I
Like,
like
my
platform
sister.
diving
And you,
and I also
Steven.
like
Who's
track
also
and field.
kind of
I
like
like
my
the long
sister.
jump. I
Like,
think
his
I took
my
the
mom's
long
better
jump.
than
I
your
have a
mom.
high
Like, she
jump
said
pole
that ever
too.
since she
I
came
get
over.
worried though with pole vaulting.
Pole vaulting. I love when it
My
ends and I'm like, what?
mine often go in a different place. You know what's funny? Whenever we do that, I never listen to what you're saying. I'm just like
Well, how can
rhythmic
you? We're
myself.
talking.
I
Didn't we
know.
learn in school? You can't listen while you're talking.
Oh, wow.
Lisa Vanderpump taught me in school.
Yeah.
You're late
So,
again, Mr. Bathroom Kiki.
Kyle is, when they get to the Hamptons, Kyle isn't there because he's in New Hampshire at a family reunion. And we see some footage from his cell phone where his grandma is just chugging champagne. I mean, the Kyle family reunion looks so fun. I think we saw some of it last year and it looked amazing. And then, you know, it's like, you know, they're like cooking hot dogs and like really good hot dogs and like burgers, like a really good cookout. You know that smell, you know, like a really good cookout, how it smells so good. It's like smoky and like hot dogs and burgers and ketchup and mustard. I feel like they just do that so well and they drink beers and play frisbee and then just get drunk. And then there's probably like some uncle in like a light blue polo shirt with a visor on who's drunk and falling over
That's
and flip
me.
flops. Yeah.
That's me in our family. I'm getting a
That's what
visor.
I want to be part of
I'm warning my nieces. I'm getting a visor. Learn to make some hot dogs because this
that.
shit's about to get crazy. So we're in the kitchen with Steven and the twins and Lindsay. And Ashley's like, oh my God, Lindsay, are you focused on Irving? I mean, are you even going to his like fundraiser thing tomorrow for like vets? Are you even going to that? Are you even going? She's
Yeah,
like,
that rep.
no. Last year I organized a whole event for Irving. And I feel really weird not going this year, but Irving and I are in a different place.
Like, I'm at the summer house and he's at the event, and that's like two different places. So I'm like literally at a different place. I continue to be thrown off, by the way, by Everett's event. This happened last season too. His event is called HOH. And for those of us who love Big Brother, it's really hard to separate this out
I know it's the head of
because
household.
I know. I'm like, all right, I think you have to change the name of your event.
I know you were already eliminated from the house. You can't just hold your own HOH events outside the house.
We also don't know what HOH stands for. It's like hugs for homeboys.
Oh, hugs, oh, homeboys.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense. Hugs for homeboys.
Hugs
Who's
on homeboys.
HFH?
Maybe it's hugs
Hugs
on
on homeboys.
homeboys.
I mean, I'm sure it stands. I mean, and it seems like it's a very noble cause. It's for veterans, obviously. But I don't know what HOH stands for. Like help our heroes. I think that's what it was.
Oh, yeah, help our heroes.
There we go. We did it.
Each one hero gets eliminated every week if they can't hold on to a phallic object as long as they're other heroes.
Yeah, but if you can do it, you're safe for a week in the summer house.
So Carl and Danielle and whoever arrives, and Lindsay goes, "Hi,
Carl looks, he's not expecting Ashley because Ashley was supposed to be gone. But at last weekend at the beach, that's when Lauren was like, please stay one more weekend. Come on, Ashley, please stay one more weekend. So when Carl walks in, he does that look where he's like, when he's really displeased, his eyes are just open. He just has that weird smile. He's like,
He start like licking his lips, like,
hey. Hey, gents.
"Hey,
Hello, gents.
gents." It's
Hey,
like,
well,
you guys need help, like
yes,
in the
yeah.
kitchen, and they
You
just all
don't.
ignore him.
It's like that episode 2 weeks ago when he's like, you don't need all that makeup. You don't need all that makeup. Love it. Love it. Love
Love
it.
it.
Yeah, I know. It's great. Yeah, I
Yeah,
love it.
give me your
Yeah.
weight. Give me your
Yeah.
weight.
Put your weight on me. Put your weight on me.
So it's like they think I'm a piece of shit. and I just want to be a better version of myself. Like, you know, like my mom wants me to be. Like, well, I think baby steps is getting a plane ticket for your mom, first of all.
Yeah, that's a good version. I think the plane ticket buying version is the best. So Ash is like, where's cheese? And I was like, oh, are we progressing away from where's Carl to where's cheese?
Cheese. That's probably what she does without her twin when she's at home with Brad. Just walks around the house going, cheese.
By the way, my next note is literally Carl wants to be a better version of himself for his mom.
Yeah, like his mom wants. Aw.
Yeah. So, So Danielle tells Lindsay that she's inviting a DJ to DJ the tea party, and she's been hanging out with the DJ, so that's going to be happening.
I was hoping it was going to be a DJ from Roseanne. I was so disappointed when it was actually a DJ. I was like,
or DJ Tanner.
Yeah. So she's like, so Danielle's like, I'm so getting laid because I'm Danielle from Hoboken. And she's like, hey. So in the kitchen, they're still cooking, and Carl comes up to Lauren. He's like, can we chat? She's like, maybe after dinner, Carl. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm in a beautiful dress that has nothing to do with you being here, and I'm making some dinner because I'm giving people sustenance, which you never gave me in our relationship. So he's like, yeah, now would be great. She's like,
but by the way, Lauren was like cooking something on the stovetop. Like, can you just wait till it's done?
No.
That's your food. All right, Carl, what do you want to talk about?
There's like 10 of them in the kitchen. She's like, I'm stirring this elbow macaroni, Carl.
So they sit down outside, and Carl's like, well, thank you for even talking to me. I appreciate the invitation to come in and interview for this position here with Lauren Workus Industries. I know this is a Carl-free company, but I would like to maybe suggest a way to incorporate Carl into your business proceedings because, I've been thinking about I've had a lot of anxiety for the past 2 weeks because, Steven, I said something to Steven, and then when, like,
Steven, well, look, I'm well aware of what that is, okay? I'm well aware of what that is. It has to do with blowjobs and dudes, which I don't even care about.
Like, my story to tell?
I don't even care about that.
So, like, humbly, like that version.
Talk to Steven.
The version of myself that lied to you has been shed.
No.
Now this is the new version of
Carl. No, it's not shed, okay? I don't believe you, okay? It's you. You need to get that on your own. It's not about me. I'm over it, Carl, okay?
Put your weight on me.
Carl's like, my mom talked about divorce, and then my friend called me and talked about divorce, and she's like, you know what? You can talk to me until you're blue in the face, Carl, okay? I don't believe you. And he's like, you don't believe me? She's like, no, I don't believe you. Like, if that was the case, then why wouldn't you come downstairs to be like, was he saying that that's what that FaceTime call was about?
Yes. Here's why Carl is problematic. Because he's basically saying, you know, that was a private thing. And the reason why I lied is because that's not Steven's story to tell. It's my story to tell. Which he has a point. He does have a point. But then he undermines himself because he starts bullshitting. Immediately afterwards, he says, and by the way, the reason that girl you heard me talking to, like, my mom went through a divorce. It was, like, hard. I was trying to process. So I decided to call a friend and just, like, to talk about it, to, like, have a heart-to-heart. And she's like, no, I heard the whole thing, Carl. Like, you guys were flirting. And, like, open your ears and listen. We had our mothers in town. Like, talk to us and say it's nice to see your mother. Like, why don't you come in and talk to us and say hi? But instead you wanted to FaceTime and go show your abs to a girl, Carl. Like, that's not the way it works, Carl.
It's like, I'm single. I can do whatever the fuck I want. She's like, yeah, but then you tell me you're working on yourself and et cetera, working on self, self-working. Bah, you're a liar. Bah.
Like, I am. What did I say that's wrong, gents?
Well, he's right. Of course he's single. He can do whatever he wants. But stop fucking lying all the time. Jesus.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing I think I've been trying to articulate it over the past few weeks, which is that he and a lot of people do this, especially a lot of guys. They sort of create these baseline rules, which is, listen, I'm single. I don't want any strings attached. And if you get attached, that's on you because I've already established I don't want strings attached. And then they do all sorts of things to make people feel like they're actually strings attached. And it's like, and then when they do get strings attached and it's like, wait a second, I thought something's going on. I was like, no, sorry, it's on you. I said no strings attached. That's your problem to deal with. And that's like real fuckery. I'm sorry. Like, Lauren should know better, but ultimately, you know, Carl does not get off easy. He is a master of fuckery.
Yeah. Well, cancer admits that it's cancer, but it still needs to be cut out. Okay, Carl. So there you go. That's my feelings on that.
And then, of course, he starts doing all the facile apologies. He's like, I'm single. I can talk to anyone. Like, listen, I honestly, Lauren, I thought that we could be friends and be and like, just like move on from this bullshit and just have like more life. But like, I know I fucked up. I know I'm an asshole. That's what I am.
Yeah, I'm a jerk. I'm like a total asshole, you know, because of my dad, blah, blah, et cetera, et cetera. I had emotional blinders on because of you. And I'm going to hold myself to a higher standard, Carl. I'm up here, Carl. Okay. I'm like up here, Carl. And he's like, okay, well.
I was defending you, Carl. I was defending you, and you didn't do it. Like, you didn't do anything to help yourself, Carl. Carl.
And then he goes, I had no idea how much I hurt Lauren till I talked to her right now. It's like, really? There's still flies on the crashed watermelon upstairs.
Like, how many times does she have to, like, fling open your bathroom door and yell at you while you're brushing your teeth?
How many cakes do you need in your face, Carl? Seriously. And he's like, well, you know, I just don't, it's like, maybe I'm doing this because I'm becoming my dad and I don't want to be like my dad. I'm like, oh, wah, wah, wah. Let's all feel sorry for you because your parents are getting divorced. And this is, it makes me fucking crazy.
Well, I mean,
and then they show,
sorry.
I don't, well, not when he does shit like this. You know, he uses it to, like,
I think
he uses it to excuse,
like, a tortured
just
soul.
Lied, like, 2 seconds ago. He's like, yeah, but I'm a tortured soul. I'm like, shut up. But we did get an answer to a mystery, which is we saw Carl as a teenager, and I was like, whoa, that's why he's getting laid so much now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looked a little bit too much like me as a teenager, and I felt very uncomfortable with that.
Oh, sorry, no offense. I'm not, saying ugly or anything, but he was, like, a doofy kind of teenager.
Yeah.
And now he's Carl. So, girl, it's like me if I lose 2 pounds. I'll be fucking half this neighborhood.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that, like, I would not take away from him the emotional stress of watching your parents break up. Like, that's very difficult. I would not take that. I don't take that away even from Carl. I don't take away the fact that he probably is reliving his dad's patterns because it's hard not to, you know, fall into the same patterns of your parents. But what I do take away is what I will take away is acting like saying things like you're just trying to be the better self. Like all these smooth, canned responses that just lack sincerity.
Yeah, it's just when people lie that much, it's like they lie, they keep fucking up, and then they're like, yeah, but I'm hurt because of this. It's like, it doesn't matter. Like, you don't get to keep using that fucking excuse right after you did something, you know? Yeah. It makes me nuts. And I've said it multiple times this week about multiple shows. And then I probably have excused myself because of whatever childhood I've had. You know,
we always,
it's like the human way, guys.
We're the master excusing ourselves. Like, we talk shit about all these people on Bravo and then say, but, you know, it's just like we're just reacting to, like, cartoons on TV. That's it. We're not really coming after you. Like, don't be mad at us.
This really has to do with, like, my issues with my dad. I'm like,
yeah, it has to do with my podcast issues, gents. Like, our podcast is going through a lot. We're just trying to be the best podcast we possibly can.
Yeah, like, Skype call recorder totally, like, messed up. And I don't want to mess up, like, Skype call recorder, you know, gents.
We're just trying to be the best version for, you know, iTunes, you know.
So Ashley and Steven are in bed talking, and she's like, oh my god, Steven, can you even look Carl in the eyes? Can you even look him in the eyes, Steven? And he's like, no.
I can't.
Oh, so Steven's got a blind date, and she's like, oh my god, that is so big of you, dating a blind person. Like, that's huge. Like, have you even thought about it? Where'd you find them? I mean, I know it's not Grindr. I mean, do they have phones where they can figure that out yet? He's like,
Grindr,
no.
Braille.
Like,
is that Braille Grindr? No.
Someone I don't know. Oh my god, I feel so stupid. That's how long I've been with Brad, okay?
I don't even know what dating is anymore. Is that like when you go pick dates? Like, I don't know.
Like, to me, dating is like literally picking dates and watching them dry, okay? While I wait for Brad to get home.
Yeah, it's like literally going through your receipts and circling the dates on the receipts for taxes. That's what dating is to me. So, yeah, he's going to have a blind date tomorrow. And meanwhile, Lindsay and Carl are talking about Avrat. And Lindsay's like, so you're going to see Avrat tomorrow? Like, I don't know how I feel about him coming to the party tomorrow. Like, do you think that maybe you could, like, stop him from coming to the party? Because I don't know if I want to see Avrat. Okay.
She actually goes, I tried to write it down. I think Lindsay's a couple of drinks in now because she starts talking like drunk single Lindsay, where she's like, I'm sure everyone will be in Matt and Jen tonight. Like, what? What? And he's like, if you're so concerned about that, then don't let it happen. Don't let him come over. And she's like, then let go tomorrow. Then you go tomorrow and stop it, because that's up to you. So now he's supposed to tell Everett he can't come.
Yeah, no, Carl's definitely not going to do that, and he shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
So,
Lindsay, who's just been going against everybody, saying that everybody's mad at Carl for stuff that's not their business. She's like, well, while we're at it, tell Everett he can't come.
Yeah. So the twins are recapping Carl. They're recapping the updates on the latest updates on Carl. And Ashley's like, you know, it's funny. Like, when I came here, like, 3 weeks ago, I thought, like, Lauren, you'd be, like, in such a bad, like, emotional state. But, like, actually, you're doing, like, really well. And
I'm
really impressed.
Good,
I'm like,
right?
I can tell.
I'm, like, doing
you're really,
really,
like,
really
you're
good,
doing
right?
Really, really good.
Oh my God,
like, I thought in a way, like, Carl would be, like, in your head. But Carl's, like, not in your head. I think Carl's just down the street.
This is
like,
crazy.
He's a crazy man. He's like shouting himself, amazing. But like he's not shouting you. And I think you're doing so great.
I'm
like
really
I'm so proud of you. And I really miss you. Like I'm in California, and then I'm in here.
I
and I'm
you
like,
so much.
Am I? Where am I?
I need
I'm like in Nebraska.
Like,
I'm like emotionally in
Nebraska. I need to be waking up with you.
I don't know. I'm waking
up without you.
We're so weird. I didn't have a layover.
We were so weird.
So in the kitchen, Lauren is doing the runway with her tit out, which means it's time to party. She's like, I'm completely liberated from the Carl world. So liberation, woohoo.
So everyone's partying, and it's great because everyone's partying and being drunk, and Carl's in his bed. He's trying to sleep for his 5K. He's probably like, quiet, gents. I mean, can't say that. Cheers.
I just went on FaceTime because, like, it was quiet. And I needed some quiet, so I asked a girl to show me your tits on FaceTime. So
I just want to thank everyone for giving me the opportunity to not sleep before my 5K. I appreciated that. I wanted to have sleep, but you guys were so loud that it actually kept me awake, and I thought that was a really valuable experience for me. So thank you so much.
So everyone else goes out to party, and I love that the town hates them so much that they won't let them party. They won't let cameras come in, so they're always partying in the dark on a cell phone cam. And then it's like, okay, that's over. Back at 4:15, 16, 17 a.m.
And then it's like 8 a.m., and I'm like, where do you party until 8 a.m. in the Hamptons? I'm sorry, where does that happen? I know in New York, like, you know, bars close at 4, but, like, what happens when the bars close at 4 in the Hamptons? Like, what do you do? Do you just, like, set a bonfire outside of Ina Garten's house and wait for her to come out?
Hopefully. Oh, my God, that just made me want to go to the Hamptons, and I hate the Hamptons.
Oh, my God, that'd be great. She's like,
I'm, like, totally into the Hamptons now. So in the middle of the night, Amanda's talking to Kyle on the phone, and she just falls asleep. Yeah. She treats him like a bean dip and just falls asleep while he's talking.
She's like, all right, Kyle, for the 10th time, you take 2 avocados, some onion, lime juice.
Just use a fork, Kyle. Just use a fork.
It doesn't – you don't need all the ingredients. It's like a rustic – dip, Kyle.
So now it's time for Kyle's party. Wait, is it Kyle's party?
It's the morning, and we hear one of the workers is like, did anyone hear Carl this morning? Did anyone hear Carl? I'm like, oh, gosh. It's not Kyle's party, but he does arrive. It's Saturday, because remember, he woke up at, like, the crack of dawn to come down from New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
So he shows up, and he's like, hey, everybody, it's Kyle. And they're like, hi, Kyle.
Oh, hi, Kyle. He's like, what's the plan, Stan? I like that Kyle's like, I'm going to stay young forever, and then uses mom things like, what's the plan, Stan? And Ashley's like, well, Stan is Steven because he has a hot date with a blind person, possibly. And Kyle's
we're
like,
we're going to a white party, Steven's going on a date.
So then Carl's at the race, and he's like, oh, here we are, gents. Look forward to supporting the cause. And then Lindsay and Danielle's trying to do this thing where she's butting up to Lindsay, and she just keeps following Lindsay around going, how are you feeling, Lindsay? How are you feeling? And Lindsay's like, oh, I'm seeing Arbor for the first time in the HOH. Oh, I'm seeing him on the HOH race on Instagram, and he's so cute, and he has to prove himself to me. But, like, to do that, I have to let him prove himself to me, which means, like, I have to see him, which means he has to be here. So, how do we get hold of Everett? How do we get hold of Everett? Stop that plane!
Danielle's already on the train back to Hoboken. She's like, never mind.
With DJ also from Roseanne.
Yeah. I also want to point out that when they were talking about Steven going on his date, they're like, so Steven, how are you feeling about the date? He's like, I'm excited. I don't know.
So they all go to a white party. And
they're like recreating scenes from Get Out. And
there's a song. The song goes, I might be a little bit different. I'm like, you're white people at a white party dressed in white. Like, you're not different at all. Like, this is the least amount of different you could be right now.
Yeah, and Ash is like, Kyle, I'm not going to be at our birthday party. I got to take a flight the next morning. Kyle, he's like, where's Kyle? Oh, where's Ashley? On a flight.
So but then we go see Steven's date, and I love that the waiter is like, fuck you guys, blur out my face.
He's like, I only keep my face on camera for Ina, not you two. So Steven looks totally terrified. He's like... he's like making extreme non-eye contact. You can just sort of see he's like doing whatever he can not to like crane his neck and look all the way just behind him, you know. And this guy Travis shows up. He's like in a ratty t-shirt. I'm like, okay, so no one's putting in a lot of effort on this date, are they?
Well, it's probably like a $500 t-shirt, knowing the Hamptons gays.
That's true.
This gay is so cute. He looks like a little gay
really?
Everett. Did you notice that he looks exactly like Everett?
Mm,
oh my God!
Not.
He's little gay Everett. And I love him.
Little Cameron, he's like, hey, geeks.
Hey, geeks.
I just had, like, the hardest time getting over here. It was just, like, the worst traffic. And I was like, geeks, I've got to go see a date. I don't know if I can do this.
I'm going to, like, order a mojito. And you know what trauma Mitt goes through to get into a mojito? Let me tell you about it. So Steven's like, you know what? I'm just not cool. Like, I'm trying to be cool, but I'm just not cool. So just get me a shot of Fireball. And then he spills it in the interview room and you hear a crash in his glass.
I let you. So they're sitting there and it's like the most low energy date. It's like, how was your day? It was good.
God. The weather's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. I like when it's sunny. I like when it's sunny.
I think
like,
Gay Everett is so cute. I loved him. He seems so nice. So the other group, the rest of the group is at dinner now, and Carl arrives. He's like, oh, it's me. Hey, gents. It's like a better Carl. Guess what? He's going to be even better by dessert time. So
Saturdays are for the boys. Yeah, Jen. Saturdays are for the boys. Learn
what
Barstool
does that
Sports.
Even mean? It's so weird.
Well,
so,
I looked it up because it's like a thing. So there's this thing called Barstool Sports, which I didn't really know about because I mean, even though I like sports, I am not a straight dude who likes sports. And it's like a gigantic blog podcast thing that like I think Michael Rapaport is involved with them. And Jax is wearing a T-shirt that said Saturdays for the boys and had the Barstool on it this week on Vanderpump Rules. And basically it's a phrase that they kind of coined. It became a meme. It's like Fridays are for the men. Fridays are for the men and Saturdays for the boys. It's like typical Carlism, you know? So it's like a super Carl thing. So that's what he's saying.
Oh, okay. It's like Saturdays for the boys.
Yeah, sorry for the boys.
And Danielle's like, well, guess what? I have a DJ and he's coming in 5 minutes. And he's like, oh, are you nervous? She's like, yeah, kind of. He's like, don't, because Saturday's for the boys.
Yeah, Saturday's for the boys. Don't be nervous. And so we go back to the date where things are like going from cold to lukewarm. And he's like, so where are you from? I hear, so you live in a house with all gays? That's cool. Travis is like, yeah.
He's like, I don't even know any guys. So it would be great. Like, we're the straight, but we do have a pool, and we have an industrial grade margarita machine. It's my friend Kyle's. It's like his only contribution.
Yeah.
And then the gay's like, well, what's yours? And he's like, ah, humor.
Humor.
Judgment balcony. Good luck. So
I like that. Like, and then it looks like this date's going terribly, and Steven's like, yeah, this is a great date. I like that Steven frowns when he's happy and he smiles when he's angry.
Yeah.
It's a really good like psychological
and kind of looks around at the same time. He's like, oh
yeah.
So he's like, you should come to the party. The gay guy's like, yeah. The gay guy, Gay Everett's like, yeah, sounds fun, Travis. So let's see.
Meanwhile, back at the white party.
Oh my god, Steven, you look cute. How was that?
So back at the white party, Danielle's date Kevin finally shows up, who's also super cute, and he's like, it's like, so I see that we have a table full of waspy people. I want to up that a little bit. So here I am. I was like, what is this DJ going to play? It's going to be like all Guster and OAR. And I say that as someone who owns several Guster CDs. So I'm being self-deprecating.
So they're too tired to go out after everybody's been out all day. And Steven's like, aren't we turning up? And she's like, we're tired, Steven. Okay, I have a 5 o'clock. I have a 5 o'clock back to Brad. So in the bedroom, Amanda's telling Kyle, this is the last time I'm taking your shoes off, Kyle, okay? He's like 5 years away from 40. And then they bone. And then they show Danielle and Kevin, the DJ, who is really cute. And they hit
super
it off,
cute.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. And they're boning at the same time. And then it goes back to Amanda and Kyle. And she goes, Kyle, you are the Minuteman. And then it comes back
lying
to Danielle
there with his
still
dick
boning.
Out. Yeah. His dick is just flopped out. There's like a blur going on.
So the next day, it's Kyle's birthday.
Yeah. Ashley leaves, and then they're all like inflating things. And like the women are putting on their makeup. And Lindsay's like, I'm stressed about seeing
Herbert.
They're all getting into costumes. Like, they're all getting into like powdered wigs and everything. And I was like, this is cool and everything, but like I would never, ever, ever wear these costumes to a pool party in the middle of summer in the Northeast. We're probably hot and humid.
Hell no. It is too hot. And Kyle's, of course, making a bouncy house. And let's
secretly,
see,
by the way, I thought that Kyle and Danielle looked fantastic in powdered wigs. I thought it was like a really strong look for both of them.
They really worked those powdered wigs.
Yeah.
So Stephen gets a call from his mom, and his ring is like, I'll try harder. Whatever the ring was.
It was like, it's that standard call, and then I just like, so he's like, hi, mom. And like, hey, Stephen, we just want to know if you'll be able to come home for a visit before the kids go off to school in the fall. And he's like, oh, okay.
I can look for flights today or tomorrow and let you know. And she's like, well, that would be nice. We love you. And he's like, but then he's like, that was like, he's smiling, you know? So he's like touched, but that's so cute. And that's like the confusing thing about all this. I guess we'll figure it out when he goes to see his parents, because he says they don't like him and they don't accept him, but then they're so nice to him and they seem to really love him. So I'm so confused. It's probably that we love you, just not your gayness. Okay. You know, we love dinner, but we like you to wash your germs off your hands before you eat it. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're not going to starve you. We just want you to clean up a little bit.
Meanwhile, Amanda gives Kyle a laptop case for his birthday. She's like, see, now you can be like a real businessman. You have an actual laptop case and you can be more grown up and take off your own shoes for once. He's like, oh, cool. Is this felt? I'm literally getting a boner from this felt fabric on this.
Here's a gift. It's like everything I wish you were. Okay. And he's like, oh my god, that's so nice. Hugs. So yeah. Stephen and Ashley, she's basically like, you better go see your parents. Okay, they made an effort, Lauren, so just do it. And so, then Stephen gets in a dress, like he's full-on Queen of Hearts drag, which is perf.
Yeah, I like that his parents, his mom called while he was in a wig. I'm sure that was like his biggest nightmare. Like, if my mom knew that I was the sort of gay that wore a wig, and of course she would call right now.
She's like, hey, do you want to do this on the iPad? He's like, no, mother. No.
He's like, no, definitely not.
So, of course, Gay Everett shows up, and he's looking really cute. And Steven comes out. He's unveiled on the judgment balcony, which is perfect. And he goes,
yeah,
let's party, motherfuckers.
Yeah. And Lindsay's just going, she's just nervous. She's like, I don't know what's going to happen when Arat shows up. Like, I don't know if I'm going to, like, jump him or run away or anything like that. Like, I don't know. And, like, you just see, like, a circle just clearing away from her. It's like in Signs, like a crop circle. She starts talking about Everett. Just clears out.
And then Irvert comes in. He's like, oh, whoa, Radke. Whoa, yeah, it's Radke.
Hello, Mr. Radke, or should I call you Geek?
Wow, got
all the men in my platoon.
Oh, I'd say Radke. Whoa, but I guess I should say ho, because you did so great in the marathon today, Radke.
You don't know what I had to go through to put on this geek costume. I had to go to a store. They didn't have any left. And I was like, why? Did all the geeks take off geek costumes?
Did you notice that when Lindsay was like, oh my god, it's Irvert, and where she was talking about Irvert, they closed up on a couple of guys who were just grabbing their nuts. It was the weirdest thing, but I thought it was so funny that that's what they zoned in on. It's like, oh god, Lindsay's talking about Everett. They just show two guys like adjusting their nuts at the same time.
I, of course, was just focusing on the fact that he was in like a patriotic costume, like a powdered wig Patriots costume, but also wearing espadrilles. I was like,
pick a lane, Irvert. Well, that brings us to the end of an episode of Summer House.
Oh, we did it. So you guys, for a nice select group of you, we're going to be seeing you in Houston tomorrow. We are excited to be talking about some Beverly Hills. And then, oh gosh, tonight is the finale of Top Chef. So Ronnie and I are going to try to watch it together in Houston and do an episode and have that up tomorrow for y'all.
Hell yeah, everybody.
Don't forget to buy tickets to, you can still buy tickets for Houston. We really recommend that you come. And then, of course, for our other shows, next ones up are Detroit and Irvine. We have some cool stuff lined up. We're trying to get in the works for those shows. So do that, and also participate in our little board game contest on Instagram. So
yeah, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon, Tejas. Love you guys. Yes, talk to you next time.
Bye. Bye.